The last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from the series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. The discussion that we had in our previous show was actually working and analyzing a doubt or misconception which was posed by a so-called scholar from extremist groups on the concept of occultation. A part of that actually doubt was answered in our previous session, and now we want to see what do the narrations mean by the number of 6 days or 6 months or 6 years that are mentioned usually for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, a reason that made him to say that these narrations are contradictory and there is a sort of contradiction in this series of narrations. We wanted to nullify this contradiction, and an introductory answer was given to that doubt. But now we are going to ask the respected guest speaker, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, to shed some more light on this very important issue. What do narrations mean by this number of six? Does it have anything to do with the mystery of numbers in narrations, like what you mentioned in previous session about the numbers of plenty of, like, for example, 70 in some narrations, when it is said that, for example, doing this action equals 70 years of worship? Does it really or literally mean 70 years or not? This is what we want to listen from the guest of this show, Sheikh Murtada Karimi. Sheikhna, bismillah. Salam and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam and thank you for having me. The narration is from Imam Ali alayhi salam. In that narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam is asked, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the commander of the faithful, Kam takunu al-hayratu wal-ghayba? How long is the time of the occultation of Mahdi? He says, Sittata ayyam, 6 days, aw sittata ashhur, or 6 months, aw sittata sanin, or 6 years. This Wahhabi scholar, he says that the Shia scholars, they invented this narration. This is a fake narration because they wanted to give a hope to the Shia who lived right after the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that it's not a long time, and after few days or few months or few years, Imam Mahdi will reappear. So he wants to try to show and prove that, a series of narrations were invented by the Shia scholars to give the Shia hope. First of all, as I mentioned, this is only one narration in this regard, and we talked about the chain. The second point is that, this is very interesting to consider, that if the Shia scholars had invented this narration, then why Sheikh Kulaini has mentioned this narration in Al-Kafi? Sheikh Kulaini lived many years after the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. I mean, when Sheikh Kulaini lived, of course 6 years had passed for many years. Mm-hmm. And Sheikh Kulaini knew that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has not reappeared. But still, Sheikh Kulaini includes this narration in Al-Kafi. This means that the Shia scholars are keeping the trust. It doesn't happen that Sheikh Kulaini sees that, okay, this narration refers to Imam Mahdi reappearing at most after 6 years. And 6 years have passed, so let me not include this narration in Al-Kafi. It doesn't happen. So this Wahhabi scholar is accusing the Shia scholars of inventing the narrations. But we see that Sheikh Kulaini, although he lived many years after those 6 years, he is including this narration in Al-Kafi. Or Sheikh Tusi, he lived 200 years after occultation. Yeah. But still he mentions the narration in his book. Mm-hmm. So this analysis that the Shia scholars, they tried to deceive the Shia, it is absolutely rejected by the fact that both Sheikh Khulaini and Sheikh Tusi, they have mentioned this narration in their books. Yeah. And we see that, interestingly, in the books written before Al-Kafi, this narration cannot be found. So it's vice versa. I mean, the narrations which are close to the to the time of the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we cannot find this narration in them. Mm-hmm. The books which were written some decades or centuries after that, we have this narration. Mm-hmm. So this leads us to the second answer, and this is about the understanding of the narration. It has been mentioned by Sheikh Khurr Amali, for example, in Ithbatul Huda, volume 3, page 576. He says that when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, when people ask him about the time of occultation and reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and he says that 6 days or 6 months or 6 years, he's not talking about, and he's not, I mean, defining a time for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Rather, Imam alayhi salam is trying to tell the Shia that it is something ambiguous and vague. Because of that, he says that 6 days, 6 months, 6 years. He could continue and say that 6 centuries and so on and so forth. Let me also tell what Ali ibn Babaway, the father of Sheikh al-Saduq or Saduq al-Awwal, mentions commenting on this narration. He says that something which can happen in 6 days and then the Imam extends it to 6 months and then extends it to 6 years, it means that it can happen many years after that. He says that when Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about the time of the reappearance, either he knows the time or he doesn't know.
He doesn't.
If Imam Ali alayhi salam knows the time of the reappearance, what is the reason for him to give an ambiguous answer? I mean, it's a lot difference between 6 days and 6 months and 6 years. So it means that Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling the Shia that no one can tell you a definite answer. Mm-hmm. So you need to wait for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and you may consider it to happen after 6 days or 6 months or 6 years. It is very close, but no one can give you a definite answer. Because of this fact, we have many narrations according to which the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, they are telling the Shia that we are not giving you any specific date for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. There are many narrations in this regard, like, for example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Inna Ahlul Baytin la nuwaqqit." We, the Ahlul Bayt, the progeny of the Prophet, we do not give you any certain and definite time for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 368. Or Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, addressing Mufaddal, "La uwaqqitu lahu waqtan wa la yuwaqqatu lahu waqt." Neither I define a time for it, nor any other person can do that. "Inna man waqqata li mahdiyyina waqtan faqad sharaka Allah ta'ala fi ilmih." A person who claimed that I know the exact time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he is claiming that he is the partner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his knowledge, and he claims that he knows the secrets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which of course we know that it is impossible. Biharul Anwar, volume 53, page 2. And we have many narrations telling us that, for example, كذب المواقتون, those people who tell the people that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear, I mean, exactly in this year or in this month, they are telling lies.
They're liars.
They are liars. We did not define any time before, and we are not doing that in future. Kitab al-Ghiba, page 466. And many other narrations in this regard. Wherever you be, putting together the narrations, we come to the conclusion that Imam Ali alayhi salam did not mean to define a time for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. If he intended so, he could have said the exact time, not to mention that it might be 6 days, 6 months, or 6 years. So the understanding of the narration is that in each time and era, Shia should wait for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and consider it very close. And they should think that it might be after 6 days or 6 months or 6 years, but for sure it will happen.
And in case they lose this hope of his coming, whether in 6 days, month, or years, they will be indifferent towards this important issue. So they wanted to revive this concept in the hearts of the followers.
Exactly. So by no means Imam alayhi salam is defining a time for the period of the major occultation and the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay, thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your beautiful explanations on this part. I think this is the time to go and to prove that there is no contradiction in the hadith.
There is another narration talking about the year 140 after Hijrah. This narration has been mentioned by this Wahhabi scholar. He says that according to this narration, he claims that the year 140, he claims that 140 years after Hijrah is the time when the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come to its end. Regarding the chain of the narration, the chain of this narration is authentic, so there is no objection regarding the chain of the narrations. Let me read the narration completely. Abu Hamza Thumali says that, I told Imam Baqir alayhi salam that Imam Ali alayhi salam used to say that up until 70, it is a calamity. And after calamity, there is a kind of relief. But 70 have passed and we did not see the relief. This is the narration. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, O Abu Hamza, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided a time for this issue, the year 70. But because of the fact that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was killed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger for the inhabitants of the earth increased and it was postponed to the year 140. We told it to you and you disclosed secret. And because of this fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala postponed it again. And then Abu Hamza Thumali says that I said the same to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and he also said that this is true.
Yeah.
So this is the narration. The point is that, first of all, unlike the understanding of this Wahhabi scholar, this narration is not talking about defining a time for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. First of all, he needs to prove that the numbers 70 and 140, they refer to 70 years or 140 years after the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is the first point that he needs to prove, which he was not able. Second of all, this issue or hadha al-amr mentioned in this narration is referring to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But the point is that when we analyze this narration, none of these points can be accepted. First of all, the narrations is referring to Sab'een and Arba'een wa Mi'a. So they are referring to the year 70 after Hijrah and the year 140 after Hijrah. But the understanding of this Wahhabi scholar is that it is referring to the 70 years after the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or 140 years after the occultation of Imam Mahdi.
Which stands for minor occultation, you mean?
He claimed that this narration is telling the Shia that 70 years or 140 years after occultation of Imam Mahdi, he doesn't differentiate between the minor and the major ones. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear. But the first point is that this narration is talking about the year 70 after Hijrah, the year 140 after Hijrah. Because also the narrator of this narration, he says that Imam alayhi salam said, "Ila sab'een bala," up until 70, it is a calamity, and there is a relief after that. The narrator of this narration is narrating from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, and at that time, occultation did not begin yet. So how come we can claim that 70 or 140 in this narration are talking about the time of the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? The next point is that if this narration is referring to 70 years after occultation, so Imam Abu Bakr alayhi salam could answer the narrator that 70 years after occultation has not happened yet. Occultation has not happened yet, so you should not be hasty. But we see that Imam Baqir alayhi salam is answering in another way. So first of all, the understanding of this Wahhabi scholar is absolutely wrong. The narration is talking about the year 70 and about the year 140, not 70 years and 140 years after the occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations, and you respected listeners for staying tuned. We are still in the first steps of answering the doubt which was posed by this person on the narrations of occultation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and inshallah we shall continue the discussion in our upcoming session. Join us then. Wassalamu alaikum.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hassan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.
وتمتعه